Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and welcome to another edition of the NFL Blitz here on barnburner.ca with Joe, the budget boss out of London, also Rudy Reyes, the Root Dog Show, which now can be seen on the Barnburner Facebook Live app Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed, episode 65 with Drew Ebanks, Captain Canada, now online. Check it out if you're a Drew Ebanks fan. Now, let's get to the National Football League, and boy, what a week. It's nearing the end for a battle of playoff positioning up in the air now. Week 14, we'll first start off with a pretty good game. Joe Budget, since you're the guest, you'll start us off. Minnesota at Carolina.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Yeah, this game I think is going to be the 1 o'clock game of the week. The 1 o'clock game, the best game in the 1 o'clock slate. I'm going to have to go with that Minnesota defense. I wasn't sold on the team. I wasn't sold on Case Keenum, but they've won me over. I'm a believer now, and I'm going to have to go with Minnesota to lock down Cam and that defense to really, really shine. Case Keenum is just efficient enough to get the job done, so I think Minnesota takes this one.
Okay, Wally?
It's about time people have bought into the Minnesota Vikings, right? Casey Keenum. Hey, it's time to start even giving him the notch, giving him the head nod of potential MVP candidacy.
Oh, here we go again. Minnesota everybody's an MVP. For Rory, everybody's an MVP. You know, there should isn't there a song called MVP song? All right, who's your pick? Wait, come on. If you're going to make
Minnesota Vikings are going to steamroll the Carolina Panthers, no doubt about it.
Rudy Reyes, Root Dog Show, go ahead.
You know, I look at this Panthers team right now. If the playoffs started today, 8-4, heading in a wild card positioning against the 10-2 Vikings team, that's playing on all cylinders. Keith Keenum making a case for MVP, most valuable person, player, position player, everything else related to him. I think the Minnesota Vikings will roll all over the Cats. Of course, they may have to pick up roadkill when they're done. Vikings get the W.
All right, so let's go. There's a 40-second clock here because the next games are garbage. We'll first go again with Joe Budget Boss. Let's go with Chicago-Cincinnati.
Cincinnati-Chicago. I'm going to have to go with Cincinnati at home. Chicago is just finding ways to lose, and I think they find a way to lose this game.
Rory.
Battle of draft picks. That's all these guys are positioning themselves for. Draft picks. Who's going to be drafting one through? Who cares? I'm just going to go with the Bears to win this game.
The Bears. Rudy.
You know, as much as I'd like to pick the Bengals, I'm going to have to really pick the Bengals. They really stuck it to the Steelers in a game that Joe Budgebot already fell asleep at halftime over. Steelers came out to win that. Bengals win this one against the Bears. And where were you, Joe? Where were you? In bed, sleeping, dreaming.
I was doing 20 podcasts a day. That's where I was.
So the other
I had to be up at 5 a.m.
All right. So let's go to the next game. Green Bay, Cleveland. Let's start off with Rudy.
You know, Green Bay Packers, okay, look, there was an Aaron Rodgers sighting, lots of conversation. He's off of IR. The Browns fired Sashi Brown today, probably the best move they could have made before the offseason. Packers are playing 500 ball. They get the W to go up over the Browns.
Rory.
Winner go home. Packers got to win out if they're trying to even glimpse to the playoffs. Got to go with the Packers.
Joe.
You know what? I think this game actually gets the Browns their first victory of the year. I'm going with the upset. I'm going with Cleveland at home to get their only win of this season against Green Bay.
All right, hold on. You're Joe the Budget Boss, right? You deal with money, correct? Do you want to put some money on the line here? Rudy, do you want to bet him?
Browns are playing garbage right now. So you think they get rid of Sashi Brown? They're going to win their first game? Not a chance. Wait a minute.
I'm not a betting man.
Do we have a bet here? Do we have a bet?
I'm not a betting man.
Rory, I know you're a betting man. Do you want to bet with Joe Budget Boss?
No, I'm good.
Nobody wants to bet, all right. Okay, let's game Jordan's us off. Another really barn burner, San Fran, Houston.
San Fran, Houston. I got to go with Houston at home. I think both these teams are just bad enough to make this game unwatchable. But I'm going to go with Macho Man Tom Savage to take the game.
Oh, yeah, Rory, you're next. That was a battle.
Well, I think people are forgetting about a guy named Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo was a gallop all over the Houston Texans. Book it.
All right, Rory, Rudy.
Oh, boy, here we go again. Joe, you're not getting enough coffee.
Yeah, I know. I don't get sleep. I don't get – come on, hurry up.
49ers beat them because they have Jimmy G under center.
All right, I'm going on a limb here. The Buffalo Bills will pick up the victory, defeat the Indianapolis Colts, the strong Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis Colts, one of the best teams in the NFL. Yeah, right. Joe, what do you think?
As much as it pains me to say, I think Buffalo bounces back and gets a victory here.
What do you mean pains you to say? What do you mean pains you to say?
I really, really, really love watching Buffalo lose. But
all right, then you're not on next week. For that comment, you're not on. All right, Rory, go ahead.
Buffalo's in the same position. Like a lot of these teams that are 6-6, you got to win or you're going home. Buffalo Bills have to win, and they're going to.
All right, Rudy?
You know, the Bills are playing good enough to get it done against a Colts team that can't protect the pass, not very good protecting the run, a little better up front, obviously, but I got to go with Buffalo here. Buffalo wins for everybody.
All right. Detroit, Tampa, Rudy.
Detroit and Tampa. Gosh, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't really care much for either one of these teams. When you said garbage game, I couldn't agree with you more. Detroit Lions may get Matthew Stafford, depending on how that hand feels. But unfortunately, I think that the Buccaneers are going to get it done. They get the W.
Joe.
I got to go with Detroit on the road just because I haven't seen anything from Tampa this year that makes me confident in them in any way. And this is from a team that I thought would challenge for that division before the season started. They're just in disarray. I think Detroit picks up the win to keep the glimmer of hope alive for them.
Mitchell.
I got to go with the 4-2 record away. Lions got to get it done. And again, they're in that position. It's going to sound like I'm sounding like a broken record, but got to win these games, 6-6. There's a lot of 6-6 teams. Lions, do some justice. Win the ball game.
All right. So the next game, Rudy, just back off for a second. This is between Rory's New York Giants and Joe's Dallas Cowboys. All right. So we're first going to go with Joe. The Giants fire their coach, GM, everybody like that. They're bringing back Eli Manning. They're playing in New York. Can Eli Manning do the unthinkable and defeat your team, the Dallas Cowboys?
You know what? I think I'm going to have to go with New York to win out and win the Super Bowl and go to the Super Bowl just like Rory.
Hold on. Is this Rory talking? Is this Rory talking or Joe Budget Boss?
No, New York Giants. There's still a glimmer of hope for them, right, Rory?
They're going to make the playoffs, right? They're going to make the playoffs.
Odell Beckham Jr. is going to come off the sidelines, and they're going to take
– he's going to show off his new tattoo, right? He's going to show off his new tattoo, one of his 13th tattoo now.
Yeah. No, you know what? Dallas wins this game. Eli throws two picks. Eli does not finish the season starting. He missed his first game in a long time. He's going to miss another one before the end of the year. McAdoo's gone. They don't have the mustache strength. Dallas wins this game because they have to win this game. He comes back. Dallas wins out. That's it.
All right. Rory, and you give your thoughts, but before you give your thoughts, I'm going to tell you, Rory's going to say, if Phil Simms was the quarterback, the New York Giants would win. Go ahead, Rory.
I like how people like to just kind of already have these preconceived notions of what I'm going to say when I'm not going to say it. So this is what I'm going to say, right? The 2-10. And I hear the giggling by the accident waiting to happen, Dallas Cowboys. They're 6-6, and they're in the same position. Don't, you know, choke on a bone and end up laying a goose egg. I would say this to you right now. The Giants win this game and knock the Dallas Cowboys out of playoff contention.
All right. So this is very entertaining. Now you have the gavel. Rudy Reyes, Root Dog Show, you have the gavel. One said Giants, one says Dallas. What do you say?
You know, I I can't win for lose here, and neither can the Giants. Unfortunately, Eli Manning does get his spot back under center. Still the same offensive line, still lack of talent to throw the ball to, and more consistent has the up front with Kayvon Frazier being knotted for possible Pro Bowl. I look at this Dallas team, and I think to myself, are they the real deal? They're playing 500 ball. They're like the Kansas City Chiefs of the NFC. I think Giants are going to pull off the upset here. Why? Because they want to.
So Dallas doesn't want to win?
Because they're going to want to get the W. It will. You know why? Because
you just said they want to, right? You said the Giants want to.
They're going
to
will themselves to do it because the Dallas Cowboys have not been good on the road. Nor have they
all right, hold on. Let me tell you. Let me just say here this. You just said they want to, okay? Right now, I'm telling you something right now. Joe, listen very closely here. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders could beat the Giants. All right?
I agree.
And definitely, I know Joe would be watching. I know Rudy would be watching. Wouldn't you be watching, Rory, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders?
You're back to already calculating my thoughts and what I'm going to say.
No, I'm asking you. I am asking you. Would you watch? Let's get to the next game. Another good 1 o'clock game. We'll start off with the guy you, Rory. This is a very good game. Oakland and Kansas City.
It is going to be a very good game. It's going to be a very interesting game. And I'm going to pick the Chiefs to at least somehow come back and try to, you know, weather the storm and get the job done. Oakland, they're very touch and go, but I got to go with Kansas City. I got to go with the home field advantage in Arrowhead.
And what are they touching and going? Rudy, go ahead.
You know, as much as I'd like to pick the Chiefs here, we have a three-way tie atop the AFC West with the Los Angeles Chargers in the mix. Yes, I said the Chargers in the mix. Unfortunately for the Chiefs, they haven't been playing very good. And in all fairness, I give the Raiders a slim margin of victory by 3. I'll take the Raiders.
Joe?
I just think Kansas City's season continues to go downhill. I think Oakland picks up the win because they've been underperforming all year. I think Carr carries the team on his back, and Andy Reid's inept coaching and Alex Smith's in that quarterback play get exposed.
All right, guys, you're listening to NFL Blitz here on barnburner.ca, Week 14 edition with Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed. Episode 65 is now up with Drew Ebanks of On Point Basketball and Barnburner's Ballin', Joe Budget Boss, and Rudy Reyes, the Root Dog Show. Now we'll get to the 4 o'clock games here. And hey, this week there's only like 2 or 3, 4 good games. The rest are garbage. Let's start with 4 o'clock games. Tennessee, Arizona. Rudy, start us off.
You know, the Titans and Mariota just they barely squeaked a win out. Are you serious? But the Cardinals are even worse condition. They don't know who their quarterback is. And besides having Larry Fitzgerald, they don't have much defensively either. Titans get the W here in a very slim win, but the Titans get the win.
Joe.
I'm going to have to go with the home team on this game. I think the Titans aren't the real deal. I think they go in Arizona. They may be a bit jet-lagged. They're off in a different time zone. I don't think they have what it takes to consistently put a good game together. And I think Arizona wins this game by a very slim margin at home.
Mitchell.
Who brought this guy to the party?
What?
Jet lag? Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? You're picking the Cardinals with no quarterback play to beat the Titans? What are you thinking right now?
Do you think the Titans have quarterback play?
They got Marcus Mariota in a run game. You really want to argue this on the show?
Mariota hasn't impressed me at all.
They're 8-4 for a reason.
All right. Well,
exactly.
On that scarlet
exactly.
note, Rory, are you going to give your pick or not?
I will win this game. That's all I got to say. I will win this game.
All right. You'll start us off with the next game. You're flying around the New York Jets, Denver Broncos in Denver. Go ahead.
This is such a horrible game for all these different reasons. Jets are favored, but I got to go with the Broncos just because they're mid-mile high.
Joe.
I'm going to go with the Broncos as well, just because it's a home game. Again, like Rory said, at Mile High, the Jets are pathetic. The Broncos are pathetic. Let the most pathetic home team win.
Okay, Rudy?
You know, I'll be honest with you, that Mile High air really screws with people. You can ask any player you want that's ever played there. Jets not playing all that great. Broncos are even worse. At home or away, I get the win to the Jets, Jets, Jets.
You'll start us off with the next one. It's your team, you mentioned it. Washington against the L.A. Chargers.
I like L.A. in this game. I think Washington's a fraud. Kirk Cousins on the franchise tag, he's not going to get anyone to sign him long term. I think that continues into next year. L.A., I think, wins this division, and I think L.A. is going to roll for the next few weeks, including this home game against Washington.
Rory.
Finally, somebody's starting to buy into the Chargers and Phillip Rivers in that offense. Chargers are going to lightning bolt these Redskins out of the freaking park. Let's go. Chargers all the way.
All right, Rudy.
You know, I've had nothing but bad things to say about Phillip Rivers. But you know what? I'm singing a different tune on a different river. Chargers stick it to the Skins and end up scalping them. Chargers get it done to get the W.
All right. Next game, we'll start off with Rory, Seattle, Jacksonville.
The game of the week. Two teams I really like. Two teams a lot of people are not giving a lot of credit to.
Nobody cares who you really like. Just pick it.
Judging by what I've been seeing, I have to go with Russell. Russell's special. This is where Seattle starts coming into their own. Seahawks win this.
Hold on. And let me ask you a question. Shouldn't you throw in Russell Wilson as an MVP talk, since your MVP is everybody? So where's the MVP talk for Russell Wilson?
Next question, please.
No, I'm asking you the question. Russell Wilson, he combined for 86% of the offense.
Because he has to make up for that offense, because that defense is not that great right now.
If one player is the offense, why don't you consider him MVP?
Because I don't think he's got the – I think he's not really being
all right, enough of you.
Right,
Rudy, go ahead.
Then don't ask questions if you don't want to hear the answer, right?
No, nobody wants to hear your answer. Go ahead, Rudy.
You know, the Jaguars, Blake Bortles, and the way Seattle just dismantled the Eagles on basically both sides of the ball, Eagles did not have an answer. Russell, with the football muscle, gets it done. And this is my NFC game of the week. Seahawks get the W over the Jags.
Joe, budget boss, shouldn't you consider Russell MVP candidate?
He's definitely in the conversation. What I don't consider is how this game is considered the game of the week by the other two panelists here. This is probably the fifth best game of the week, including 2-6-16, Oakland and KC. This will be a good game, but I think Russell Wilson is coming into form. I think Seattle has a great way of dictating the flow of a game. They made the Eagles play their type of football last week. I think they make Jacksonville play their type of football this week. And I look to Seattle actually making this game a bit of a laugher and taking out Jacksonville.
Okay, so Rudy Ray is going to start us off with the next one. It's your hometown LA Rams playing at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. Can the Eagles lose two in a row?
You know, I don't see that happening. And there's a lot of reasons why behind that. And it all starts with Carson Wentz. Getting it done, not able to do anything against that Seattle D. I like Eagles in this, but let's make no mistake. Joe Budzivosh, you're talking about the Rams being the team to beat in the NFC. I think you're going to see the Rams shellack the Eagles despite having Carson Wentz because Jared Goff, this is a battle of the draft pick, guys. Everybody knows this. This isn't a big mystery. But I think Jared Goff gets it done because he's on fire right now. But it will be a close one. Rams get the W.
All right. Joe Budzivosh.
I think this is the actual game of the week. This game will be what everyone came to see, number one versus number two, going all the way back to that Manning versus Ryan Leaf battle. Now we're looking at, you got the RG3 and Mariota battle. Now we're looking at Goff and Wentz. This game is the game of the week, and I think I got to agree with Rudy that LA gets it done. I think Goff has something to prove, and I think Goff wants to get himself cemented in the MVP race, despite the fact that Roy doesn't think Wentz is even in the conversation.
All right, Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed, episode 65, do remakes on it. Go ahead.
Oh, boy, this is good. 1 week, we hear, oh, right now. The next week, we hear Carson Wentz name MVP. They end up getting shellacked by Seattle, and now everybody's turning their backs on the big, mighty Fly Eagles Fly. Oh, it's such a coincidence. Well, here's what's going to happen, right? The Rams are about to improve to 10-3, and the Eagles are going to fly south. The losing woes continue. Carson Wentz, thank you very much for, you know, taking a toilet seat and saying, hey, guess what? My team is not that good. Wake up, smell the coffee. I'm telling you, these Eagles are going to keep losing, losing, and losing.
And my question is, if they're playing the Rams this week, aren't they flying south anyways?
I don't even care where they fly, to be honest.
All right. Next game, it's the Sunday nighter, like every week. Like, Joe Budzivosh and Rory, what is this? Every week, they're on prime time, Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, Sunday night football, Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Rudy, it's your team. I know who you're going to pick, so go ahead.
You know, I'm going to give you every reason why I'm not going to pick the Ravens, but we don't have enough time for that. Bottom line is this. Ryan Shazier is out probably indefinitely and could be done with football. I'm not saying he is, but he could very well be. He had surgery on his lower back today. Everybody in the NFL should be praying for this man who's played so well up to that point, but from a technique standpoint, proved to be his failure in regards to the rest of the season in 2017. Steelers are going to win it for Ryan Shazier, and I think they're going to get it done with the defense clamping down on Joe Flacco with at least two sacks in the game. Steelers get the W. And, oh, and by the way, this is the game of the week.
Yeah, this is a game of the week. All right. All right, Rudy, I think you're drinking too much Starbucks. All right, Joe, go ahead.
Well, I'm with Rudy where we're thinking about Ryan Shazier. Great player, great person as well, and hopefully he heals up, gets back at it. Even beyond football, you want him to have a good life and a healthy life. Now, onto the football game. This is one of the games of the week. It's not the game of the week, in my opinion. I also think that Baltimore is firing all cylinders. Now, I remind you that I picked Baltimore to win out 2 weeks ago. I think that I knew that included this game. I think Flacco is playing about as great as he has been playing in the past few years. I think Pittsburgh has been holding on to games and not putting their foot down on the gas pedal enough. I think Baltimore squeaks by, gets a tough road win. And as for Pittsburgh always playing in prime time, they have to have their games in prime time because most of their fans are actually on the chain gang earlier in the day picking up garbage. So they have to make sure the games are at night.
All right, so let me ask you, before we go to Rory Mitchell, Rudy, you're a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Are you part of the chain gang, or do you eat hot dogs with Phil Kessel with Pittsburgh Penguins?
Well, I wish I could sit down with Sidney Crosby and tell you how much of a joke Bill Budget Boss's statement was in regards to the Steelers getting a win, Joe Flacco playing the best football. Come on, man. Put the pipe down. Because you need a pipe down. The Steelers could have done at home because of the defense. Yes, so I give Baltimore the edge in regards to interceptions on the season. But that's the only way they've been able to score. Really? Steelers get it done at home.
Well, first of all, I hope Pittsburgh gets it done because Baltimore and Buffalo are fighting for position. So anytime Baltimore goes down and Buffalo wins, it's been very good. Now,
let it go, Joe. Let it go, Joe. Buffalo's done.
What do you mean Buffalo's done? Look, they play. You know who they play? They play, first of all, 9-7 will make the playoffs. They play Indianapolis this week at home. Guaranteed win night. Then they play at home against Miami. Another win. That's already 8-6. Okay, in New England, probably a loss. And then they play Miami again. 9-7. Perfect. Rory, go ahead.
The reason why the Steelers are getting all these primetime games is to remind us what's going to happen next week when Tom Brady beats the living snots out of these Pittsburgh Steelers, knocks the stuffing out of them, and then packs them up like Christmas presents and ships them off. The Steelers,
all right, who's your pick? Enough!
They're playing great football, but the Ravens come in with an upset win. It all turns downhill right now for the Steelers.
All right. Now, let me ask you a question. Monday Night Football, New England, Miami. I don't care. I'm not going to ask you who's going to win. I'm not going to ask you to pick it. You know, we're all going to go on New England's winning by like 35-10 or something like that. My question is, this week is Hanukkah, and in 2 weeks it's Christmas and all that. What are you guys getting me? Rudy, go ahead. Yes, getting me. Rudy, go ahead.
Go ahead. Of course, it's me. Go ahead. Yeah, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to give you a shout-out.
Yeah. Shout-out on my program. Not that. A shout-out on my program.
No, listen. Listen, you're going to want to listen to this. Joe's probably one of the hardest-working people in the industry. He is not playing some type of illusionary card trick. Because I think the Buffalo Bills will end up getting it done, end up going 9-7. So you're going to get your Buffalo Bills squeaking into a wild card spot. So there you go. I'm giving it to you.
All right. That is actually, I've been waiting for that present since 1999. A miracle throwback. Maybe they could, whoever's going to be quarterbacking, Peterman and Taylor is going to throw a bomb to get me in the playoffs, but Joe Butcher, boss, you're the one I want to talk to because you handle the money. What are you getting me?
Well, I have a very special prize for you, a very special present for you. This week, the Thunder Down Under came to London, and one of the ladies who came by the place where I bartend on weekends left a calendar, and it is the gentleman of Thunder Down Under. So I'm going to send
him that. No, pass that out to Rory. He's a gentleman.
Yeah.
Rory needs help with gentlemen.
I immediately thought of you.
Not Rory? Come on.
No,
all right.
Rory goes on dates all the time. He's good.
Dates? I thought he eats dates. Rory, you know what I want from you, my 4K TV, but all right, let's look ahead to Week 15.
Wait, hold on. Let's rewind back. How come you don't ask me what you want? Me.
What I want? What?
Yeah. What do you want? What do you want from me, Joe? You didn't ask. You asked Rudy the question. You asked Joe the question.
All right. So I'll ask. Go ahead.
I want you to ask it. No, I want you to ask it. Make it authentic. Ask it.
You want me to ask what?
What am I getting you for Christmas?
First of all, I'm Jewish. Second of all, what are you getting me for Hanukkah? You have to get me 8 presents because it's 8 days. Even Adam Sandler knows that. He writes it.
So this is what I'm going to give you. This is what I'm going to give you. A round of applause. That's it.
All right. You know what?
A round
next week, Joe Budget Boss, find another friend to replace Rory Mitchell because next week he's not on. Now, let's get to week 15. First of all, Thursday, Denver, Indianapolis. Rory, you start us off. You got 4 seconds.
Denver.
All right. Joe Budget Boss, you have 12 seconds.
Who cares?
Great answer. Rudy, go ahead.
I won't be watching.
You won't be watching this game. But will you be watching? I'll go out on the limb. You know what Rudy going to say next week? The game of the week, New England, Pittsburgh. Are you going to say, okay, let's say if Pittsburgh loses this week, okay, loses this week, are they going to bounce back against New England? Rudy.
You know, historically, Steelers have not played well against the Patriots. Everybody knows that. This is like the writing of Jamie 8675309 on the door in the restroom. Patriots are going to get the W.
What are you? Are you just admitting that you go to restrooms and write phone numbers?
No, because the writing's on the wall. Everybody knows they go into a restroom and find something written.
Well, hold on. Is this how you pick up your chicks, chick dudes, by writing numbers on the wall?
I said 879. Never mind. Go look somewhere else.
All right, 879. Never mind. Rory, go ahead.
Picking the game for next week. I got to go with New England.
Well, what else? You got to go with New England. Anything else strikes you about next week's game?
Yeah.
What about Dallas Oakland? What about Atlanta, Tampa Bay, But here's the game of the week for Rory. Here's the game of the week. Philadelphia against the Giants. Who are you picking then? All right. He's stunned in silence. All right. Joe Budget Boss. Next week, Dallas into Oakland. Does your team prevail?
I think they win, and here's why. And the one thing that you guys don't understand is that I know Dallas like I know the back of my hand.
Are you looking at your back of your hand?
Yes. And Dallas will always find a way to disappoint me. Just like Rory copied Stephen A. Smith and said they're an accident waiting to happen, Dallas will win out until week 17 and then lose when they're playing for a playoff spot. So Dallas wins this week against
That's going to happen to Buffalo. That's exactly Buffalo. Like I said, they're going to depend on beating Miami last week, and then they're going to lay a stinker on the last week of the season. Can't beat Miami. That's what's going to happen. I know that. Like I know Matt Tateo's girlfriend. Come on. All right.
Well, Dallas is the same thing. Always a disappointment.
All right. Now, you've been listening to Week 14 NFL Blitz with Rudy Reyes, the Rude Dog Show. Rudy, tell everybody where they can find you. And Rude Dog Show moves next week to 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, stay tuned for that one. That's going to be a good show. I'm going to try to spice it up with your late-night sports talk on the RudeDogShow.com. So make sure you stay tuned for that. It's going to be a great show.
All right, Joe Budget Boss, what can we expect from you?
So you can find me at budgetboss.ca across all social media platforms at Joe Budget Boss, and putting out daily financial tips and content, including my weekly article with Barnburner, The Business of Sports. Next week, we're doing a workshop, 2018 financial goal setting. So that's going to be a fun one.
And when is that?
That starts, that's next Tuesday night at 5 p.m. here in London, Ontario. People, obviously, if you're not in London, you won't be able to make it, but that's what we're doing here in London.
All right, so check it out if you're in London. That's Tuesday night, December 12th. Joe Budget Boss, seriously, can get you
More money for your money. All right, Rory, do I even want to ask? Because all you're going to say is, Rory, EGN, Mitchell Report Unleashes in episode 65. So is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, actually. Maybe you should start asking.
All right, here I'll give you the final say here. I'll give you the final say. You have – go ahead. You have the final say. Fans, again, wait a minute before you say it. Fans, again, thanks for listening to Week 14 of NFL Blitz. Close it out, Rory.
I feel you're going to cut me off.
No, I'm not going to cut you off. You always say you're the co-host, co-host, co-host. Go ahead. Close it out. You're the co-host. I'm the host.
Okay.
You're the co-host, so close it out.
So everybody can find me on Mitchell Report Unleashed, SoundCloud available.
I just said that. That's how you're going to close it out? Come on.
Let me finish because it's Grammy season coming up next year. So, like I was said, after I was rudely interrupted, Mitchell Report Unleashed on SoundCloud available, also available on Apple Podcasts by searching the name Rory Mitchell, the Twitter handle Rory EGS. Expect an epic rant regarding the Grammys for all my music fans out there coming up on the next episode 66. It will be dedicated to all music fans. You're not going to want to miss it.
I'm still waiting for you to close it out.
I just closed it out.
No, you closed out your show. Now you're – since you're the co-host – okay, here. Rudy, close it out. Show them how it's done.
You have listened to this week's NFL Blitz right here on barburner.ca. Make sure you stay tuned for next week's show. It's going to be a fantastic one. Make sure you tune in.